On October 10, 2002, Senator Robert Byrd, Democrat from West Virginia, asked plaintively about the separation of powers, "Why are we being hounded into action on a resolution that turns over to President Bush the Congress's constitutional power to declare war? The judgment of history will not be kind to us if we take this step." Nonetheless, the following day, the resolution carried by a 77-23 vote in the Senate and 296-133 in the House of Representatives. The Berkshire Eagle editorialized, "The Senate, which was designed by the framers of the Constitution to act as a brake on the popular passions of the day, was little more than a speed bump under the White House steamroller." The libertarian writer Bill Winter conjectured that the problem was the monarchization of America under Bush. Adam Young, a Canadian political commentator, wondered, "How did the chief magistrate of a confederated republic degrade into the global tyrant we experience today? Part secular pope, part military despot, part pseudo-philosopher king, and full-time overbearing global gangster." Indeed, that is the question for all of us. Former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook noted that "all the checks and balances that the Founding Fathers constructed to restrain presidential power are broken instruments." Cook observed the hubris and megalomania that flowed from this in John Bolton, then the number three official at the State Department, subsequently ambassador to the United Nations. When asked about possible incentives that might cause Iran to end its nuclear ambitions, Bolton replied, "I don't do carrots." Cook accurately predicted that members of the Bush administration will celebrate their 2004 election victory by putting the Iraqi city of Fallujah to the torch, as they did that very November. Marine General Anthony Zinni, General Frank's predecessor as CENTCOM commander in the Middle East, worried about the way the Pentagon was further expanding its powers at the expense of other agencies of government. "Why the hell," he asked, "would the Department of Defense be the organization in our government that deals with the reconstruction of Iraq? Doesn't make sense." One anonymous Foreign Service officer supplied an answer to Los Angeles Times reporter Sonny Efron. "I just wake up in the morning and tell myself, there's been a military coup, and then it all makes sense." Even the president himself was a witness of sorts to the changes underway, baldly asserting at a White House press conference on April 13, 2004, that he was the ultimate decision-maker for this country, a notion that would have appalled the authors of the Constitution.